Here, Jesus in the gospel, in his native place, which would have been Nazareth. That's where he obviously grew up. And he had, if we just understand the context, we heard last week about how he had cured the synagogue official's daughter, Jairus' daughter, and then the woman with hemorrhages. So Jesus had cured those individuals. And after that, if you read the Gospels, he then goes back to Nazareth, his native place. It's interesting, you know, it seems like he went there and he stayed just not on the Sabbath, because that's when he goes to the synagogue, but he must have been there a few days, obviously probably staying with his mother Mary, who probably still lived there. So he's in Nazareth, and it's probably around maybe November of 31 A.D. Jesus started his public ministry in roughly fall of 29 A.D. So this is almost a year, over a year since he started his public ministry, and he comes to Nazareth. And in Nazareth, he goes to the synagogue, and he teaches, and they're amazed, and they're wondering, well, why this isn't this the carpenter, the son of Mary? His relatives, aren't they here around us? Don't we know him? And they're surprised that, well, how can he be doing these things? It says they take offense at Jesus. They're basically rejecting Jesus, what he's bringing, what his message is. They're rejecting him. And you can imagine what Jesus, how he feels. I mean, these are the, most likely he grew up with many of these individuals. And to be rejected by them. Just think of what that would feel like if you're him. And certainly Jesus knows their thoughts. He knows them better than they know themselves. But that rejection, Jesus experiences rejection. And it's not just this incident. There's a number of incidences. So I want to delve a little bit deeper into rejection. How do we handle rejection ourselves? Because at times we certainly can be rejected by what we believe in, what we stand up for in the faith. So it's interesting, Jesus, in response to them, their rejection, he calls out their rejection. He says basically a prophet is not welcome in his native place, if the double negative. Not without honor. So it's really, a prophet is not with honor in his native place, is what Jesus is telling them. So he acknowledges their rejection. You know, it's kind of like if you say, well, I don't really think you're right, and you respond back to the individual, you're not thinking that I'm right. You are rejecting what I'm saying. So Jesus, he doesn't shy away from the sort of the confrontation or the rejection. He acknowledges it. He says, you are rejecting the prophet who has come here. Remember, a prophet was one who came and was telling whoever the prophet was sent to that you're not following the ways of the Lord. You're kind of off track. By the way, all of us are called to be prophets. From our baptism, we were baptized as priests, prophets, and kings. So all of us are called in a certain way to be prophets. So Jesus is acknowledging that you are rejecting me. You're rejecting the prophet that has come. And I don't know what he was saying, what Jesus was telling them. Maybe they didn't want to hear what he had to say. That's usually what happens with the prophets. So he acknowledges that rejection. So that's important for us to acknowledge it. You know, sometimes someone says something to us and we say, so are you attacking the faith? Are you thinking that this faith, what I believe, is wrong? Partly we have to not let our emotions get in there, right? This is what can happen. So when someone starts attacking us or rejecting what we're saying, then we take it personally, right? Or they take it personally, you know, and respond back. So we have to just be, you know, sort of, sometimes we can get emotional. We have to, like, step back and say, okay, I can't be emotional. Let's just stay focused on the content and what we're talking about. What is the rejection? What are they denying? What is the problem? So stay focused on that when we're having that. But acknowledge it. Are you denying this element, tenet of the faith? This aspect of whatever the debate is? To acknowledge it. Don't back off. And then Jesus, because of his rejection, he's not able to stay there as much and do as many mighty deeds as he had planned. So at a certain point, you know, when we're talking to someone, we just have to say, you know what? I have to get away. I'm not making any progress. Nothing's happening. They're stubborn, whatever it might be. I have to move out. I have to move away. I can't fester in this situation. So Jesus, he had to leave. He couldn't work things he wanted to there. But it's interesting that Jesus, he had not given up on Nazareth. Because if you go a year before this, there's another incident where we hear about Jesus being rejected in Nazareth. It happened about a year before this incident, if you read the Gospels carefully. Remember when Jesus comes to Nazareth and he reads the scroll of the prophet Isaiah and he says to the people in Nazareth, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing? That happened a year before this gospel in Nazareth, almost exactly about a year before. And when Jesus said that passage had been fulfilled in their hearing, they were like kind of the same response. You know, isn't this, you know, the carpenter or Mary's son and this and that? And they're kind of taken aback, and then Jesus says something, and they get frustrated, and they're about to throw him off the brow of the hill, and Jesus walks through them. So Jesus had been rejected already a year before this. So he's not given up on those from Nazareth. He came back. Obviously, his mother is still there, so that probably is impetus, but he doesn't give up on them. He's still trying to teach them. You know, he didn't have to go to the synagogue and teach them. Could have just stayed at home or just kind of had a low-key appearance. No, he went back to the synagogue, and he didn't give up on them. God does not give up on us. You know, we can at times reject God. He doesn't give up on us. So likewise, when we are rejected by others, we're not supposed to give up on them. You know, we're not supposed to let whatever disagreement or whatever they're rejecting about what we're talking about get in the way of us really caring about them, really not giving up on them. You know, certainly we want to pray for them, look for opportunities maybe, you know, to say something, to do something. You know, it might be, you know, when we were talking with them initially, we didn't have the right words, or there was something that came up that just was bothersome to us, or we were surprised by what they said or what they were doing. But not to give up. Not to give up on that person or people who are rejecting us. And lastly, Jesus, he goes to the synagogue again, and he's teaching the faith. He doesn't back off from the faith. He really wants to teach the faith and share that with them. And he's not intimidated. We know this, obviously, Jesus, he's not intimidated by others. So the same for us is, you know, sometimes, you know, people can say, well, you really shouldn't talk about that topic anymore because, you know, there's kind of a rough rejection. No, not necessarily. And we can go back. We can touch on that topic again. You know, maybe the Lord is moving us to say something. We don't have to apologize for our faith, you know, for saying something that's truth. Now, obviously, we have to be prudent and say it in charity, but not to be intimidated. Well, you really should talk about that topic. No, I want to talk about it. This is important. What else is more important than the salvation of soul of another person? Yeah. No, I want to talk about this. To stand firm, to stand strong. You know, sometimes, you know, even, you know, a fad or, you know, we can be accused of misinformation or, oh, you Catholics, you know, you're just so rigid. Really? Who's rigid here? You know, we're standing up for the truth. We're speaking what's true and right and good. You know, God's laws, there's certain things that, you know, they are kind of rigid. Murder is murder, you know. So we can't be intimidated or, you know, kind of downplayed or go along with the fad, you know, whatever it might be. No, to be strong, Be confident in the Lord. Be confident in our faith. And, you know, Jesus, very end, he was surprised by their lack of faith. You know, so when people lack faith in our lives, Jesus was surprised. We can be surprised too, you know. So it's one of these things where, okay, they don't have the faith. Okay, that's the reality. So for us, you know, why wouldn't we expect maybe some of the reactions that they give us? You know, why wouldn't, if they don't understand or whatever, why wouldn't they, in a certain sense, reject us? So this is the thing. Jesus realizes this, and so certainly we're called to realize this in our lives. So we just ask the Lord really to help us, really to know that we can be rejected, to respond in a charitable way, and never give up on that individual. Certainly pray for them. And then be strong and not be intimidated. Be strong in our faith and know that the Lord is standing with us.